everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
When the kids taste this sweet apple juice, they just can't say no.
When the youngsters try this spicy hot sauce, it leaves them with a burning desire.
When they savor these ice cream flavors, they come running back for more.
Tobacco and vape companies are targeting our kids with flavors they love and packaging that's irresistible.
Kids will try anything.
Just add the right flavor.
That's not okay. Join the fight to protect our kids at stopswithme.com. A program of TSET.
The beef cattle industry has been my career, and I hope to see you April 23rd, 24th at the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes with you. You know, markets, genetics, life, profit, and stress-free cattle handling will all be on the agenda. Learn from the industry's leading experts like Temple Grandin and Beef Magazine's Burke Tykert. Register now at 806-323-9114. 323-9114. 323-9114.
Hog futures continue to remain aggressively higher today following active export sales and shipment totals to China on Thursday. This has sparked triple-digit gains in most contracts as traders look for further support later in the week. May corn futures about 2¾ cents lower. The Dow Jones, 50 points lower. NASDAQ down 14 points. Over in live cattle today, futures have found some renewed support following aggressive gains in hog trade. The overall lack of direction in cattle trade and expectations that little will change over the next several weeks is allowing for more impact to filter in from outside markets. Cattle traders seem to be getting tired with the status quo message through most of the cattle complex and wide-ranging price swings in hog markets, which has allowed for renewed interest in many cattle traders. This is not expected to break out of the sideways trading range, which may limit market movement throughout the rest of the month. Cash cattle activity, though, remained sluggish today with little to no interest developing. It's likely that trade will hold off until late in the week. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed today, 23 cents higher in select and down 9 cents per hundredweight in choice with light movement of 72 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, mixed trade was seen today as traders continue to focus on increased support in live cattle trade, as well as spillover buying interest from hog markets. The expectation is that if continued support moves into the hog and pork complex, price firmness will follow in beef as consumers may switch to beef products. Nearby futures are stuck in a 10 to 30 cent trading range, allowing for limited interest to develop through most of the day. Meanwhile, today we saw some mixed grain trade with corn trade fractionally lower after early gains faded. Soybean trade was 4 to 5 cents lower with trade working back below $9, with South America estimates edging higher. Meal was $2 to $3 lower and oil 5 to 15 points lower. Over in wheat, trade was 2 to 5 cents higher today with higher protein wheat, leading again with delays in the north and overall favorable weather for winter wheat. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.